City workers in Greensboro recently came together to form their first ever union. They say they want equal wages and adequate lunch breaks. But some workers are concerned about the negative impact of joining a union. Naomi Prelow reports.
On a clear, cool morning behind a food line in front of Clara J. Peck Elementary School, Charles French sits in a massive garbage truck working the controls that pick up green and brown plastic garbage cans and slam them back onto the street. French is also president of the city's first ever union that includes sanitation workers. That job is mostly entailed trying to convince his colleagues to join, and it hasn't been an easy sell.
A lot of the workers don't want to disrupt anything that's going on with the city, but yet and still, they have issues, they have concerns. But the fear behind speaking up about those things is really the hesitant part about forming this union or coming aboard.
French says just trying to get his coworkers to join, let alone speak out about the union on the record, was pretty difficult because they were too scared. French says it all goes back to employees being told years ago that they couldn't form a union.
We've been told for so many years that we could not have a union. So that brought about a fear among the workers, especially now when we've actually started to form.
Greensboro has never had a city union, and North Carolina has the lowest rate of unionization in the country. It's gone down from 3 to 2% since 2013. Carolyn Smith is with Working America in Raleigh. It's a national organization that helps coordinate city unions in their initial stages. She says with more and more workers feeling attacked by their employers or receiving low wages or having no health care, some employees see forming a union as their only option.
They're feeling that they don't have a voice and outlet, so they're looking at other entities that are unionized, like your policemen, like your firefighters, like your teachers, and they're realizing that they want the same protection that other groups have.
The Greensboro City Union wants three things: the ability to have their union dues taken out of their paycheck, for the relationship with the city to be a collaborative effort, and to have lunch breaks for sanitation workers. Yes, lunch breaks were the primary cause for the formation of this union, particularly in the sanitation department where French works. He says their routes are too large to take a proper 30-minute break, and no one wants to stay an extra 30 minutes at work, so they're kind of in limbo on what comes next. Jim Westmoreland is the Greensboro city manager. He says he had no problem listening to their needs because he's been through this before.
Greensboro has had associations in both the fire department and the police department for a good while. So the new association that's being formed involving other city workers in Greensboro is new, but it's not new in terms of dealing with associations in the city.
Negotiations between the city and the union have not been contentious, but some workers are still worried. Carolyn Smith says they should try comparing unions to car insurance.
When something goes wrong in a workplace and they realize they don't have nobody to talk to, then they realize they unionize, they have someone that can go in there and fight their battles, they would appreciate it. It's one of those, you don't know you need it and appreciate it until something happens.
French, who started the union, says it's not about strikes or being angry. It's about working together with the city because, after all, they have mouths to feed, too.
We're the ones that cleans the streets. We're the ones that babysits the kids. We're the ones that take care of the parks and things of that nature, the garbage, and keep the streets clean. So we're the ones that's doing the work. We want to make sure that we have a proper working environment, better wages, so that we can support our families.
For now, the workers' union and the city of Greensboro aren't disagreeing over wages. That's due in large part to a scheduled raise to at least $15 an hour set to begin in 2020. Naomi Prelow, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.